Captain Coder, the Quantum Recompiler. Written by Neil L. Rideout. Copyright 2025. Dedication. This book is dedicated to Elizabeth Spence, the woman I will love, honor, and respect forever. Maybe someday she will believe also. T.F.O. Chapter 1. Code of the Lair. A full week had passed since Elizabeth and I went back in time for our first date. It was an experience that continued to dominate her thoughts. She hadn't stopped talking about the thrill of jumping through the temporal stream, the dizzying wonder of altering history without consequence, and the sheer awe of it all. Even when she wasn't enthralled by the idea of time travel, she was busy orchestrating our wedding, meticulously planning every detail. Between the two, I hardly had any room to breathe, let alone work. Early one morning, I decided to steal a rare moment of solitude. Elizabeth was still nestled in her bed, her face serene and relaxed, her blonde hair splayed across the pillow. I slipped out quietly, descending the spiral staircase that led to the Coder Lair, our high-tech command center hidden beneath the house. As the door slid open, the cool hum of servers and the faint scent of solder filled the air. Nick was perched in his usual spot, surrounded by a sea of monitors displaying streams of code, diagnostic graphs, and system alerts. He barely glanced up as I entered, but when he did, he smirked.
"You look exhausted, Turnip," he quipped, using his favorite nickname for me.
I returned his smirk. "Do you know this week has been harder than work? Even when I was spending hours tracking D.B. Cooper on planes, I wasn't this tired." Nick let out a hearty laugh.
"That's what happens when you're getting married. It's a full-time job, and let me tell you, I promise, I'll never get married."
I shook my head at his declaration. "Don't ever say never, Nick. Life is a way of surprising you." Nick leaned back in his chair, still chuckling.
"We'll see. So what have you been up to? Or should I say, what have you been allowed to do with all the wedding madness going on?"
I dropped into the chair opposite him. "Not much. Mostly dodging floral arrangements and guest lists. How about you?" Nick leaned forward, his expression lighting up with excitement.
"I've been busy. I've gone through some of our old code, cleaning up the mess, and I'm building a new network-attached storage drive. Our 500-megabyte drive is maxed out, so I'm working on a 4-gigabyte massive storage unit. That should keep us safe for a couple of months at least."
I raised an eyebrow, impressed. 4 gigabytes? That's massive. But at the rate we're going, I'm sure we'll fill it up in no time. Nick grinned.
"True, but it's better than running out of space mid-project. And speaking of projects, the way your mind processes data when you've got code turned on is insane. It's like you're backing up your entire brain to the network."
I laughed. "Maybe it's just in case I need to reboot." Nick joined in my laughter.
"With what we've got going on, I wouldn't be surprised if you could. So, what's next on the agenda? Or are we still in a holding pattern?"
I sighed. "Barry's working on some contacts, and Dad's looking into things through his military connections. For now, it's a waiting game. But trust me, this downtime won't last long. Enjoy it while you can." Nick nodded.
"Fair enough. You look like you need a break. Go relax, maybe take a dip in the pool before Elizabeth wakes up."
I stood, stretching.
"Not a bad idea. I might grab an espresso first. See you later, Nick."
As I ascended the stairs, the aroma of freshly brewed coffee greeted me. Elizabeth was already in the kitchen, her eyes bright despite the early hour.
"Cornelius, come over here for a second," she called.
I walked over to find her holding 3 sets of wedding invitations. One adorned with delicate flowers, another with elegant wedding bells, and a third featuring interlocking rings.
"Which do you think is best?"
she asked, her voice tinged with anticipation.